Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are in the middle of a session right now with Brock Olson of Let's Talk Dating. Brock, of course, in studio with me. Brock, this is a heavy-duty question, I think. So her, real quick, just in case somebody's just tuning in, her friend basically exposed this proposal that was supposed to happen this upcoming weekend, asked if she was excited for it. She had no idea it was coming, so let alone kind of spoiled the surprise. She's upset with her friend. She doesn't know if she should tell her boyfriend that she knows that he was planning on asking this weekend. She's kind of in a turmoil and just looking for what to do. You think the friend had a little bit of an evil streak in her at this point?
I definitely think that her friend had a negative motivation. There is no circumstance that I can think of where your best friend, who I believe that you trust to understand what's going on in your life and what's important to you, would accidentally ruin a surprise like this at this magnitude. Now, I was saying before we went to the music and commercial break that, you know, maybe we will see like somebody accidentally let something slip, like a detail to something, like, oh, make sure you get your nails done this week.
Right.
Like that.
Drop a hint.
An accidental hint, something like that. But not, are you excited about the surprise thing that's going to happen? Like, come on, man. No, your friend is somebody who I would highly reassess on remaining in your life. And this is such a great opportunity. If you are getting proposed to this weekend, which it sounds like you're going to, the next thing you're going to start thinking about is your wedding planning, and I would not have her anywhere near my wedding. I would not think about her being in the wedding party, bridesmaid, maid of honor. Absolutely not. This girl, in my opinion, to do something like this to you has got all sorts of malicious energy, and either she's super jealous of you, she is trying to live vicariously through you, but something about her just wants to steal joy from you. That is what me, that is what my followers through my comments on my Facebook post, because I did post this, I let everybody join in before I actually come on some of these posts, and that is exactly what everybody said, was, wow, you really need to assess your best friend, because that is not best friend behavior by any means. Now, here's the thing. You said, what do I do? Do I tell my boyfriend? Absolutely. Tell your boyfriend, yeah. Because the last thing he wants is to feel that you are surprised and then see a fake excited expression on your face. Because he's gonna, if he knows you, he's gonna be able to tell you that you're like, oh my goodness, oh wow,
oh,
like
I
that's
no
fake.
Idea.
We don't want to do that. Yeah. So show him respect. Let's maintain truth as the foundation of our relationship. Let's say, hey, my best friend just really upset me because she ruined what's supposed to be a really special thing that you've been planning. I want you to know this, and however you want to reassess, I'm going to leave that up to you, because I've trusted you to build this whole experience so far. I really do apologize, but I do know that everything was planned for this weekend, and I think that what he'll do is he will pivot. He will likely propose to you right then and there. That's what he'll likely do, or he might just postpone a little bit, just so it's maybe not this week and maybe it's next weekend,
sure.
Something like that. But I don't think he's not going to cancel the proposal. But my advice, advice is tell him, be upfront with him, let him know what's going on so that you two are on the exact same page. The last thing you want to do is reflect back on your proposal day and be like, yeah, I knew that you were going to propose. I would absolutely tell your boyfriend or soon to be fiance, and I would cut that girl out of my life as fast as I possibly could. And I don't take that type of stuff lightly, because it's supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Right.
And either she's so clueless that she's careless, or she knows exactly what she's doing and she doesn't care how you feel about it. So you're going to have to figure out which one it is. But yeah.
Sounds like a conversation probably should be had.
More communication. But yeah, my assessment, and I think you could, I'll be honest, Nash, you can probably feel in your gut that this was not an accident. Yeah. If she said it this way, are you excited about your proposal? Like,
yeah.
Who says that?
Yeah.
That's one thing.
If she was hinting towards a big weekend, are you excited? And maybe leading on too much, and you're like, wait, something's happening. But yeah, just to come out and just flat out say it.
And like I said, like, your best friend should be looking out for you. And the way that she would do that is like I said, making sure that your nails are done for that day, because everyone likes to take photos, and
sure.
You want your hands looking all nice. Maybe she should be making sure that's done. That's what she should be doing. This is a complete violation of your life, in my opinion.
Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Thank you, Brock, for the advice, of course. If you have a question or a scenario that you would like us to talk about, send it in. Email me. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can be as anonymous as you like, and you can also reach out to Brock on social media, too. He likes to take all of these little questions and such and follow Brock on social media. That's BrockOlson.com and at TheBrockOlson. Brock, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.